Okay, friends. So today we are reading from the Pokemon Storybook Collection book. There's quite a few stories in this book. We have read 1, 2, 3, 4. This is the 5th one. And there's only one more after this one. Pokemon, the Big Book of Small to Tall Pokemon by Steve Fox. It's read today by Mommy and Philip. Here we go. Okay, that too. The regions of Kanto, Johto, Hoenn, Sinnoh, Unova, Kalos, and Alola are inhabited by special creatures known as Pokemon. Some are small enough to fit into the palm of your hand, and others are large enough to ride across the beaches, seas, and snowy mountain peaks of this world, the world of Pokemon. Join Pokemon trainer Ash and his companion, Pikachu, as they discover Pokemons ranging in size from the smallest cutie fly to the most gargantuan Gyarados. Dun, dun, dun. Here we go. Many Pokemon tower over their trainers, but others are small enough to fit into your pocket. These 4 Pokemon are among the teeniest discovered so far. When fairy type Flabébé, whoa, what a name, finds a flower it likes, it takes care of it and uses it as an energy source. Just as small but not quite as light is the tiny electric and bug type Pokemon Joltik. Joltik can't generate its own energy, so it attaches itself to larger Pokemon and draws out their static electricity. Another challenger for the tiniest crown is Comfey, a fairy-type Pokemon that likes to gather delightful-smelling flowers to place on its vine. Like Comfey, Cutie Fly is 4 inches tall. Cutie Fly is 4 inches tall, smaller than the flowers that attract this Pokemon. This fairy and bug-type Pokemon can even detect which flowers are about to bloom. If a Cutie Fly follows you, it might mean that you have a floral aura. I don't know if that's true or not, but wow, they are pretty cute. And I spy with my little eye in the pictures some blueberries. Yeah, that would explain a lot here. These little tiny cute things like to be around fruit and flowers.
A dragon fruit, and that's an apple.
I think they might be fruits and vegetables that live in the Pokemon world. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
Okay. The grass and poison type Bulbasaur is the tallest of the Kanto first partner Pokemon. While Bulbasaur naps in the sunshine, its seed soaks up the sun's rays and uses the energy to grow. Slightly shorter than Bulbasaur is the fire-type Charmander, who's extremely popular among new trainers. If Charmander's flame is burning brightly, watch out. It might be very angry. If threatened in battle, water-type Squirtle will tuck itself back into its tough shell, which is streamlined with a grooved surface to help Squirtle swim quickly. The smallest Pokemon of the bunch still packs the punch. I choose you, Pikachu! This Pokemon stores electricity in its cheek pouches and discharges it regularly to maintain good health. Ash's Pikachu proves that huge amounts of heart and courage can come in small packages. Ain't it the truth? And those are all from the Kanto region, right? Mm-hmm. Which is looks like full of city stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. To farmers, tiny mole Pokemon Diglett can be both a blessing and a curse. Its burrowing helps prime the soil for growing crops, but it also occasionally chows down on the plant's roots. If the air feels chilly, it might be a sign that Gengar is about to attack. This ghost and poison type Pokemon tries to create kindred spirits by attacking humans. Since it's 4'11 and weighs about 89.3 pounds, you might even mistake Gengar for one of your pals until it's too late. Arcanine cuts an intimidating profile, standing over 6 feet tall with a flowing mane and can run remarkable distances thanks to the flames that burn within it. Kind of looks like a tiger, don't you think? Like a doggy type tiger. Okay. Even larger is Lapras, the majestic water and ice type giant of the waves. Because of Lapras' gentle personality and large size, it's over 8 feet tall and weighs nearly 500 pounds. Many people ride on its back to cross the water surrounding Alola and elsewhere, giving it the nickname of the transport Pokemon. Now, welcome to Johto. As in Kanto, the first partner Pokemon of this region come in small packages, but can level up to truly mighty specimens. The tallest of the group, grass-type Pokemon, Chikorita, which is really cute, can wield its leaves fiercely during battle, driving away foes with a calming fragrance. If Cyndaquil is threatened, the flames on its back roar to life to scare off attackers. And as it evolves, the flames on this fiery little Pokemon burn brighter and hotter. So don't turn your back on water-type Totodile. With its powerful jaws, it can take a bite out of anything. Totodile may think it's only playing, but those teeth are sharp. Totodile evolves into Croconaw, which evolves into Feraligatr, one of the largest evolutions of a first partner Pokemon yet discovered. It is more than 7 feet tall, and Feraligatr scares most Pokemon before even revealing its intimidating teeth. And I can see why he looks like Godzilla. Don't you think?
Godzilla.
A little bit? I don't know. The teeny tiny Togepi stores up happiness from other beings in its shell. This fairy-type Pokemon gets its energy from positive emotions. Many other Johto Pokemon stand at human height or taller, like the electric-type Ampharos, which is 4'7" and was used long ago to send signals over great distances due to the bright light that radiates from its tail. Slowking is exactly 2 feet taller than Ampharos, but most of the difference that can be attributed to its crown. The shelter in its head mysteriously unlocked Slowking's hidden wisdom. The mighty Steelix is more than 30 feet long and weighs 881.8 pounds. Don't worry about coming to face-to-face with one of these giants, though. Steelix lives deep underground and can tunnel more than half a mile below the surface.
I want a Pokemon.
You want one of those? Now here come the heavy hitters. Be careful around these guys. Even gentle giants can knock over a building or two if they're not careful. Snorlax weighs more than 1,000 pounds and can eat nearly that much food per day. Oh my goodness. Stay out of his way. This Pokemon eats even when it's asleep. Metagross may be smaller than Snorlax, but its density helps it outweigh the sleepy behemoth. Behemoth is another great word. It means big guy. Kind of refers to an ancient biblical monster type dinosaur thing. The steel and psychic type Pokemon uses its four massive arms to pin down foes. The Alola region has its fair share of large and charged Pokemon. Mudsdale is the evolved form of Mudbray. This 2,028.3 pound Pokemon produces weather-resistant mud that coats its hooves. Its mighty kicks are strong enough to demolish a truck. Another Pokemon first spotted in Alola may be one of the smallest Pokemon in existence and one of the heaviest. Despite fitting in the palm of your hand, Cosmoem weighs more than 2,000 pounds. Some people suspect that this miraculous, unmoving Pokemon hails from another world, and I would say so. Now, welcome to Hoenn. The first partner Pokemon of this region are all on the smaller side, with none of them standing over 1'8", but don't underestimate them. This fire-type Pokemon, Torchic, is covered with soft feathers and has a fire burning in its belly that makes it warm and snuggly to hold. But be careful, it can breathe flames and shoot fireballs when it's angry. Grass type Treecko may be small too, but it has a reputation for standing up to larger foes. Treecko has small hooks on its feet that allow it to climb walls. Water type Mudkip's small stature hides its great strength. Its fin is extremely sensitive and helps it to sense movement and potential danger. Mudkip evolves into Marsh Tomp, which evolves into Swamp Pert. If it trusts its trainer and holds the correct Megastone, while its trainer has the Keystone, it can Mega Evolve into Mega Swampert. At 6'3", Mega Swampert is 2 feet taller than Swampert and much sturdier. Only the most powerful attacks will bother this river giant. And boy, does he look tough. The land of Hoenn has native Pokemon of all sizes. Aeron may be little, but it weighs as much as a human adult. It can destroy a heavy truck with a full-speed charge. Kecleon, the color-swap Pokemon, is the master of camouflage. It looks like a chameleon, right? And can change color to blend into most environments. Kecleon, the color swap Pokemon, is a master of camouflage and can color change to blend into almost any environment, but the zigzag pattern on its stomach always stays the same. The hefty Slaking may be the laziest Pokemon in the world. It spends most of its life laying on its side and will move only if it runs out of food within its reach. At more than 7 feet tall, Hariyama towers over all but the tallest of trainers. This fighting-type Pokemon, Open Palm Strikes, can toss full-sized trucks into the air. Luckily, Hariyama preferred to focus their energy and strength on training Makuhita rather than fighting each other.
What's Makuhita?
I don't know. Let's find out. Maybe it'll tell us in the book. But he has those big giant hands. I don't think I'd like to get smacked by him. Welcome to Sinnoh. The water type Pokemon, penguin Pokemon, Piplup, my favorite, prides itself on its independence. It's only 1'4" tall, but it's stubborn and can be a rewarding challenge to train. The grass-type Pokemon Turtwig is the same size as Piplup. The shell on Turtwig's back is made of hardened soil, and if Turtwig is healthy, the shell will feel moist. If Turtwig is thirsty or sick, the leaf on its head wilts. Fire-type Chimchar, who kind of looks like a chimpanzee, stands a little bit taller than its peers with a rear end that burns thanks to the gas stored in its belly. If Chimchar isn't feeling well, the flame will dim. And it evolves into Monferno, which attacks with a fiery tail. Monferno evolves into the fire and fighting type Infernape, which is an ape that's got an inferno. One of the smallest fully evolved starter Pokemon at under 4 feet, Infernape's size makes it quick and agile, and the fire on its head matches its fiery spirit. Wow. Sinnoh is home to some of the most intriguing Pokemon, from diminutive Rotom to intense Bomasnow. Oh, those are great names. 1 foot tall, Rotom can sneak into electronic devices and cause mischief. My goodness. The popular and well-known fighting and steel type Pokemon Lucario is 4 times taller than Rotom. Lucario can sense auras from a great distance. By reading auras, Lucario can detect feelings and even understand human speech. Another beloved and fierce Pokemon from the Sinnoh region is Garchomp, and it can fly as fast as a jet plane. Wow, that's impressive. And could possibly even win a race against one. Now, other flying Pokemon have learned that colliding with a Garchomp moving at top speed is very dangerous indeed. By contrast, the 7-foot, 3-inch grass and ice type Abomasnow, which I think is the abominable snowman put together, right? He kind of looks like maybe he is a gentle giant that prefers a quiet life among the snowy peaks of Sinnoh. It whips up blizzards to remain hidden and would not be described as social. So it doesn't want anybody to mess with it. Got it. Some Pokemon undergo huge size changes during evolution, growing from a petite pushover to a massive monster. Check out these unbelievable transformations. Freepus is like a shabbier cousin to Magikarp and is about as useless in battle. It can live in dirty and polluted water with no problems. The unattractive but remarkably handy Feepus evolves into Milotic, which is said to be the most beautiful Pokemon of all. At more than 20 feet long, Milotic gives off a calming energy and has inspired countless artists to produce beautiful paintings and sculptures. Magikarp has a reputation for splashing out of the water recklessly, which leaves it hopelessly open to attack. Although this water-type Pokemon has almost no fighting skills, it flourishes throughout most regions in huge numbers. When Magikarp evolves, it becomes the most terrifying Gyarados, which is 10 times the length of Magikarp and 10,000 times angrier. Gyarados is infamous for its temper. Do you know what infamous means? Infamous means that it's well known. Everyone knows this about it. It's infamous. But it usually has a not great meaning behind it too, like, it's not a good thing that you're known for this. Everyone knows you about this, but it's not for a good reason, okay? It's infamous for its temper and will destroy everything in its path if it becomes infuriated. Now, welcome to Unova. Tepig is a fire-type first partner Pokemon. It doesn't care for the taste of raw berries, so it snorts flames out of its nose to cook them, and it often burns them to a crisp by accident. Tepig isn't the only amateur chef in Unova. The shell-like Shellchop on water-type Oshawott's stomach can be used as a sharp-edged weapon during battle, or it can crack open tough food. That guy's super cute. He's like a sea otter. Grass-type Pokemon Snivy gathers energy from the sun by using the leaf on its tail. This calm Pokemon is better at using vine whips than it is at using its hands. Snivy evolves into Servine, which evolves into Superior. Superior is the longest of all fully evolved first partner Pokemon. It is said that a single glare from the Superior can stop most opponents in their tracks. It must be a mom. Unova is home to Litwick, one of the smallest ghost-type Pokemon. Litwick gains fuel through others' life force by shining its light and pretending to be a guide. But don't follow one. It's a trap. The grass and fairy-type Whimsicott floats about with less ominous goals. It often breezes into homes and leaves behind balls of white fluffy cotton, but if the wind picks it up again, it'll blow away. The dark-type Pokemon, Zoroark, stands at 5 foot 3 inches, but you might never see its true form. A master of deception, Zoroark can fool large groups of people with its tricks, even appearing to opposing trainers as an entirely different Pokemon. At 9 foot 2 inches, the massive Golurk towers over most Unova natives. Luckily, it was created long ago to protect humans and other Pokemon. Take caution, though.
Is that guy that guy?
Mm-hmm. Take caution, though. Breaking the seal on its chest would release uncontrollable energy. Whoa. Welcome to Kalos. The grass type, Chespin, guards itself with a thick shell of nut-like woods. The quills are usually soft and harmless, but Chespin can flex them to a dangerous point when threatened. Chespin evolves into Quilladin, which evolves into Chestnut. the biggest fully evolved starter Pokemon from the Kalos region. Its thick shell can withstand a bomb blast. Chestnut is known to shield its friends with its own body. Water-type first partner Pokemon Froakie may seem carefree, but this little Pokemon always keeps a watchful eye on its surroundings. The bubbles on its back help protect Froakie from harm. Fire-type Finnegan may not have built-in armor like Froakie or Chespin, but its large ears can vent hot air that can reach searing temperatures. Kalos is home to some powerful Pokemon of all sizes. Espeon is only 1 foot tall, but its psychic energy can blast anyone with a wide radius. Espeon's ears help hide its store of psychic power and keep energy from leaking out. The flying...
Which one is it?
You can see him in the picture. He's pretty small and purple, I think.
What's the store?
Let's read. So the flying and fighting type, Hawlucha, attacks from above, so its foes can't see it coming. Ooh. Thanks to its aerial advantage at 2 foot and 7 inches, Hawlucha can go toe-to-toe with big brawlers. Ooh. Do you know what it means to go toe-to-toe?
Mm-mm.
It means that you put yourself right up against them, facing them. Mm-hmm. According to the legends in the Kalos region, Aegislash can sense leadership ability. It is said that Aegislash has lent its spectral powers to generations of kings and queens after all.
No, it's not that one. It's that one.
Mm-hmm. You're right. It is a sword. Because listen to what it says. After all, what's more intimidating than a 5'7" sword that can move and attack on its own? Speaking of old-time royalty, when Tyrantrum first roamed the world millions of years ago, its massive jaws made it nearly impossible to stop. But it still behaves like a king, since so few Pokemon are able to stand against its power. Now, welcome to Alola. This island region is home to 3 unique and petite first partner Pokemon. Water-type Popplio blows bubbles for fun and for combat, to work hard to control those bubbles. Rowlet is a grass and flying-type Pokemon that attacks without making a sound. It gathers energy during the day and comes alive at night to swoop down on unsuspecting foes. The fire-type Litten does not trust easily. This fiery Pokemon collects fur by grooming itself and then shoots flaming hairballs at its foes. Litten evolves into Toracat and then shoots flaming hairballs at enemies. And then it evolves into Incineroar. This towering wrestler is known to completely ignore its trainer if it's not in the mood to listen. In addition to furious kicks and punches, Incineroar attacks with scorching flames. If you haven't done your Incineroar impression today, now's the time. Poor little Mimikyu just wants to be popular, which is why it hides its horrifying real form under a dirty old Pikachu costume. Maybe its small size makes it shy, but if you're kind enough to befriend a lonely Mimikyu, be sure not to peek under what's under its disguise. It's a tiny terror. The bug and electric type Vikavolt has intimidating jaws that make it nearly half the length of its almost 5-foot-long body.
I like Vikavolt.
Mm-hmm. And allow it to focus electricity and zap its foes. Torchinator's shell explodes on impact due to its makeup of unstable material. Between its explosive shell and its poisonous fumes and flames it can spew from its nostril, this Pokemon can be tough to beat, I would think so. On its own, Wishiwashi, solo form, is a weak Pokemon the same size as Mimikyu. But when it's threatened, though, Wishiwashi's eyes begin to moisten and shine, attracting nearby Wishiwashi to teach any bullies a surprising lesson. Behold, the concentrated power of Wishiwashi in school form. By banding together, Wishiwashi can scare off even the mighty Gyarados. Some fishermen even call a school of Wishiwashi the Demon of the Sea. Yes, it looks like a giant whale. Goodness. Though it was first found in Kanto, Exeggutor prefers an island breeze, as evidenced by the Alolan Pokemon's growth to its truly exceptional size of more than 35 feet tall. As the tallest known Pokemon, Alolan Exeggutor has grown so much that draconic powers have awakened within it. You thought you should think twice with any opponent, right? Because it's so big. And at nearly 50 feet long, Wylord is the largest known Pokemon.
Wylord? Mm-hmm. Who's Wylord?
It looks like a giant whale. Mm-hmm. It swims in pods and can dive to great depths. Mm-hmm. With its huge mouth, Wylord can swallow entire schools of smaller Pokemon whole. Wylord's sightseeing is a popular activity. Just be sure not to get in the splash zone when this giant leaps out of the sea. So from tiny Flabébé to towering Alolan Exeggutor, and from the pocket-sized Pikachu to the enormous Wylord, Pokemon around the world come in all shapes and sizes. So set out on your own journey across Kanto, Johto, Hoenn, Sinnoh, Unova, Kalos, and Alola, and beyond to discover them all for yourself. And that, my friends, is the end.
Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.